Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. It's Labor Day weekend. This has traditionally been the start of the general election campaign, although this year, Scott, seems like it's been ongoing forever. We're going to talk about key congressional races around the country and where things stand. Scott, good to have you here.
Thanks, Loman.
Let's go back to Alaska, Scott. Last week, we talked about the result of the Alaska primary. There's been some major developments since. Want to bring us up to date?
Yeah, so Alaska has what's known as jungle primaries. The top four candidates advance to the general election. And in the general election, they use ranked choice voting. Well, the Republican fighting in Alaska among the moderates and independents and the conservative wing of the movement had resulted in a lot of consternation between Sarah Palin and Nick Begich and others last cycle. And Mary Peltola won that race after Don Young had died in 2022. Well, fast forward to last week, we saw Begich finish in second place in the jungle primary. And Nancy Dahlstrom, who's the lieutenant governor, she decided to throw her weight for Begich and drop out of the race. So it'll create still a four-way race with two lesser-known candidates that each got less than 0.5% in the primary. But Begich now is going to receive the national support in terms of resources and campaign infrastructure that'll make that a really, really competitive race. Earlier this week, Club for Growth PAC made an endorsement of Begich. We've gotten to know him well. He's been somebody that's participated in our sister organization, the Club for Growth Foundation, through the fellowship program that we have where we train people on free market policies and media training. So Begich is well known to us. We're excited for him. It's going to be a really, really close race. But Alaska is a state that Donald Trump defeated Joe Biden by about 10% in 2020, and we expect a similar victory. So hopefully we can get the Republican to ride along on the Trump coattails and make Nick Begich Congressman Begich.
Let's go up to 30,000 feet here, Scott, as we look at the fact that Republicans have a very narrow control of the lower chamber, the House of Representatives. Just how generally is it looking at this point as we head into the home stretch here of campaign 2024?
I think it's going to be really tight. I don't expect this to be a big wave election where we pick up 30 House seats or something similar to the Tea Party movement of 2010 or maybe even the Gingrich Revolution in 1994. What we're going to probably see is a lot of close races, but the bottom line is in the House of Representatives, we've got redistricting that has made so many districts pretty safe. So it does make it a really difficult effort to expand the majority. I could see Republicans picking up 10 seats and having a little bit more of a surplus than they do today. But there's also the concern that, you know, we could lose the House of Representatives and Democrats could maintain their power in Washington. We want to also make sure that, you know, Donald Trump wins and we win the Senate. We feel good about picking up West Virginia and Montana and states like Ohio, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania are all in play, as well as Michigan and hopefully even my state and the Commonwealth of Virginia. But we know that elections are close and Republicans are working hard to expand the number of registered voters that are affiliated with the party and ultimately to engage those disconnected, forgotten voters that I think propelled Donald Trump in those key swing states in 2020.
Meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., I know you're keeping an eye on what's happening in the Capitol. We do have October 1st approaching very rapidly. Amazing, the summer has gone by so quickly. October 1st is the budget deadline for the federal budget. So when Congress returns from session, are we expecting some movement toward that goal?
This is one of those issues that you and I have been having a similar conversation on for almost 6 years. And that's only because I've been doing the radio interview for 6 years, but it's been the same broken record for two decades in Washington, D.C., where we are up against a funding deadline and Congress begins to panic. The big debate now in Washington is whether or not congressional Republicans are going to attach a policy rider that is known as the SAVE Act, which would require proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote. And the Democrats are pretty worried about this. In fact, when they held a vote earlier this summer in July, just on that bill alone, it received bipartisan support with several Democrats, I think five, joining all the Republicans to vote for it. Chuck Schumer sat on his hands with that bill. Now Republicans want to force that vote in the Senate and ultimately restore that integrity in our electoral system that is jeopardized by illegal aliens voting in U.S. elections. And, you know, we've seen 10 million illegals come over the border at least since Joe Biden became president. It's a common sense approach. The current law does prohibit illegal aliens from voting, but it doesn't require proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote. That's the defining issue right now. I think it's a really good issue heading into the 2024 election because there are a lot of people that feel like, hey, my vote doesn't matter as much. There's illegal voters. And even the Supreme Court upheld state law in the state of Arizona recently, where Arizona was requiring proof of citizenship in order to register to vote in their elections. We need to really improve election integrity. We can do that with the SAVE Act, and Club for Growth will strongly support that electoral reform to ensure that we've got that integrity in the 2024 election.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, as we always do, tell us a little bit about the club.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. Today, we spent the first half of the interview talking about Club for Growth PAC and a couple of those endorsements that we made with Nick Begich and Yvette Harrell. If you want to learn about all the candidates that we are supporting in 2024, check us out at clubforgrowth.org.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.